Welcome to Bisburg. I'm your host, Gary Dixon, and this program is sponsored by Antiochian Village Conference Center. Two guests with us today. We have Barley Ross back with us again, who's the Director of Sales and Program Development at Antiochian Village. And Barley has also invited a guest, Melinda Johnson, who's a Marketing Director with Ancient Faith Ministries, and we'll tell you why she's here in just a moment, but welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's start with you, Barley. We did a program last year, I remember. Before we get into the details of what we want to talk about today, I always like to give the 30,000-foot view, if you will, of who you are and what you do. So many people have heard, I think, the name Antiochian Village, but may not be absolutely clear as to what it is exactly. Why don't we do that first?
Thank you. Antiochian Village is a Christian retreat center and a camp. We are located in the Laurel Highlands region, just north of the town of Ligonier. So we're about an hour and 15 minutes from this office
area, which is a good distance because we want to get away from the city.
Exactly. It's actually really a good distance because you can feel like you are in a completely different place by only having to drive an hour and a half. So it doesn't take you all day to get there, but it really does feel like you're in a different world.
So it is a conference, a retreat and conference center, and
yes,
it's in a beautiful area. I've not been there, but I was looking at Google Maps, you know, from the world view from above, and it looks like a really nice, pleasant place.
It is. It's a beautiful property. We have over 300 acres of woods and fields, so it's very peaceful, very, very full of natural beauty.
Okay, so you this time have invited somebody who doesn't work at Antiochian Village, but rather is a client.
A client, exactly.
Which is a really good idea because we're hoping that through this, some other people may decide to have a retreat, their retreat at Antiochian Village. So you have actually somebody who's already gone through that process, decided to do that as well.
Great. So my guest is our client. A client who's become a friend, Melinda Johnson. And, you know, often, Gary, when I'm talking on the phone with prospective clients, I end up doing a lot of just general educating about what somebody would be looking for in a retreat venue. And people often thank me, you know, wow, you've been so helpful giving me so much general information. And one day I was actually on a phone call with a conference phone call with Melinda and her planning committee for her retreat. And I heard her saying, you know, I know you might not be aware, but I really have looked all over the country for venues, and you have all these different things that you need to consider, like proximity to an airport, and, you know, are we going to be able to stay in real beds, or will we be sleeping in bunk beds, and what's the food like, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought, wow, this is perfect. Like, this is what all of these prospective clients are, in fact, looking for. So I asked her if she would be willing to come and chat with me on the radio.
Well, you know, there are a lot of questions because you might not think about the beds.
I think it's more like camping.
You know, I every year I run at least one, and actually we're up to two or three now, national events. So I have people coming from all over the country. And so I research, just to make sure I'm doing my due diligence, I research possible venues. And you would be amazed how many Christian retreat centers only have bunk beds, or they'll have, you know, maybe a family cabin, so mom and dad get a real bed and no one else does. Well, if you have a large group of adults who are probably a tad bit past the bunk bed stage in their life and might even like to have their own room, and indoor plumbing and air conditioning and all of those things, that really narrows the field a lot. I think I'm at 3 years in a row now conscientiously doing my research, and then at the end of that time going back to Antiochian Village, because everything that I want for our group is there, and it also is large enough to accommodate the number of people that we tend to have at our
okay
events.
So it's not too awfully rustic, right?
It's really not. We say that we have hotel style lodging. Mm-hmm. So we have 100 hotel style rooms. They all have their own private bathrooms, and all of the beds are real beds that will be made for you. You don't even have to bring your own sheets or your sleeping bag. You just, when you check in, there is a nice clean bed ready for you to sleep in that night.
I'm one of those people that think of camping as a hotel that doesn't have room service. So
yes,
it would probably appeal to me.
Yes.
So it sounds very nice. And we talked about that last time. It is a beautiful facility as well, in a beautiful area. You know, a lot of people these days might say, well, can't we just do this on Skype or something, you know, some teleconference thing? There's a real difference, isn't there? Let's talk about the difference between doing something, a meeting, a group of people trying to communicate with each other online or something like that, as opposed to actually doing it in person in a place like this.
There is, and I think it can be a little overwhelming for somebody to think about planning something like this in person, because I think there is that perceived idea that, well, maybe people won't come because, you know, they're on the Facebook page or whatever. They can just get what they need by sitting at their computers. They don't need to actually get up and come to a retreat. So I don't know, Melinda, if you want to talk about how you've kind of dealt with that.
Oh, I do want to talk about that, especially in a Christian context. Ministry really, I think, past a certain level, and it's a pretty low level, really requires presence. I think there's just something about being with each other as human beings, and, you know, inviting the Holy Spirit to be there with you, and also stepping away from, I think, away from the screen and away from the internet world is just cleansing and beautiful. And there's a sort of a special life about that that is not there on the video, internet, you know, phone kind of circuit.
Absolutely.
I have often had the experience, and it never fails to sort of shock me a little bit, of seeing people who have worked together, maybe for years even, but only virtually, actually meet in person. And you can see them almost wanting to, you know, put their finger up and poke each other. Just, you know, oh, it's a real person. Look at that. Because we're just so used to this alternate reality that it really is amazing, even moving. I actually saw a pair of co-authors of a book who had written an entire book that had been published.
And
they had never met, and I got to see them meet in person, which is just an amazing experience. So,
how about that?
Yeah, it really, you can't replace it. You really can't.
Well, yeah, so much, I mean, and this is true, I think, for our society in general. I mean, and we're starting to, I think, recognize in our society today that all the social media communication, all that stuff is not particularly a healthy thing.
It's not a substitute for in-person human interaction.
You can bring, I guess, your social media type device with you if you want to, but it's all about the in-person experience and meeting face-to-face. So this one for really both of you, anyone that wants to chime in, but what are the perceived obstacles in organizing an in-person event, a retreat, if you will, for a church or a ministry organization, the obstacles that you run into?
I think the two we hear most often are budget concerns and also just the level of overcommitment that is common among human beings in our culture at this
point. Busy?
They're just, they're so busy, and there's just the idea of unhooking from their usual life and going and doing something else. Sometimes you need to give them a minute to digest that. But we found that once they do it, they don't want to stop doing it. They want to do it again. They don't, you know, they don't want to go home, so to speak. So I think the sort of psychological barrier of I'm too busy for this, you know, I don't think we can manage this. Just climb up over that and come down the other side. You'll be glad that you did. in so many ways, it's very fulfilling and healing, and it's just plain fun. We don't do a lot of sleeping there. As a matter of fact, you tend to stay up talking.
Yeah,
you know,
talking
with
late.
Your friends. And, making memories. And
got campfires there?
We sure do. Yeah. Sure do. I always tell people, make sure you leave time in your evening program for a campfire.
That's great. I would imagine, Barley, that you, speaking to that experience where maybe the first one was really hard for people to commit to coming to it and getting over that hurdle, if you will. And I bet you a lot of those people are so happy they've done this that they come back from that point year after year, don't they?
They do. Actually, most of our business, to be honest with you, Gary, is repeat. And also, it is people who have come to our facility for one event who then say, oh, you know what? I really want to bring my Bible study here. You know, I came with my women's ministry, and I want to bring my Bible study. So a lot of that, what we refer to as self-referral, they came for something, and they liked it, and they said, what else could this venue be used for in my groups?
That was actually the case with us. We do an annual writing and podcasting conference, sort of a professional development networking event, and we did that there, and it was wonderful, and no one wanted to go home. So we started thinking about, you know, what else could we do? And we're actually launching a women's retreat now, a national women's retreat, because we were trying to think, you know, this was so fruitful for us, and it had so many direct benefits and indirect benefits for our ministry and for the sort of cohort of people who work with us, that all we can think of is there has to be more. We have to find a way to get more of this.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the facility itself, you know, and what it's like to be at Antiochian Village. And I guess some people may be there for a day, some maybe a week. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you go beyond that. I'm sure those length of times vary. But what is that like?
Well, since I work there every day, I may be not the best person to give you the what it's like to come as a guest perspective. So I'm going to, again, give a nod to Melinda and ask her to give you those pictures.
I would love to do that. It's very much sort of a step away from the world. In fact, when you come in the front door, and it's a beautiful, natural, quiet setting, so you already have that sort of, you know, letting go of your busy life. You come in the front door, and there's the happy person at the front desk, and they give you a key, an actual metal key. It's not a little pass key like you have in a hotel. So you feel like, you know, you're going to enter the secret garden or something with your with your metal key, and you go down the, you know, down the hall. And it's a big building, but the signage is very, very good. You can, you know, you can get around everywhere you need to go without a map. So you get on the hall and find your room, and you go in, and it's peaceful and quiet, and you can see trees out of your window, and you have your own sort of private space, and everything that you need for your meeting is all in that one building. So there's a little chapel there. There's a beautiful dining room with really good food. And then there are meeting spaces as well. So once you're there, you're there. There's plenty of free parking. So it's very much you don't have a lot of logistical cares when you're there. Mm-hmm. You just get yourself there with you get your little key, and then you just sort of enter this world and just float along through your event. And they do a beautiful job of just taking care of you. There's always somebody there. They're always friendly. They have the answer, or they can get the person who does have the answer. There's a little bookstore there with some books and beautiful little gift items. There's a museum. So it really is just a step away. You just leave your car outside and leave the rest of your life outside. And
yeah, leave your car there and don't go back to it for quite a while.
And you don't, because everything you don't that you need to. Is right in that one spot. So.
You know, and we spoke last time, you have an impressive library, as I recall.
Yes, we do. Yes, 20-some thousand volumes, theological library. So
plenty of things to read. Actual physical books.
Real books, yes.
Not Kindles and things like that.
No.
Obviously, it's down a long, I guess, driveway. It's hidden, secluded, away from...
It is set back from... we're on Route 711 north of Ligonier, so we're set back from the road, and there are there's a meditation trail out in the woods. There are hundreds of acres, as I said, of fields that you can, you know, either plan into your program. You could have your all of your women's retreats starting there Saturday morning with a walk on the meditation trail, or... Certainly, if you're planning an event at our property, give some open space in your schedule so that people can really get outside and have a walk in the woods.
If they want to do something outside or have some activity, that they can do that.
We
there
have
as well.
The space for that. Yep, we do. We have some outdoor basketball courts, some outdoor volleyball courts, ponds with benches, you know, where you can sit and just think, pray.
Also, it's not just a summer retreat, is it?
It is not, because we actually have all of the climate control creature comforts that we like heat. And
heat's a good thing. Yeah.
And air conditioning. So yes, all of the conference center is under one roof. So it all has temperature control and handicap accessible spaces. And if you don't want to go outside, whether it's the summer and it's hot or it's the winter and you'd be schlepping through snow, you don't have to do that. You can easily get from your lodging space to your dining area to your meeting space without going outside at all. So, yeah.
That's Barley Ross. She's the Director of Sales and Program Development for Antiochian Village. And her guest is Melinda Johnson, who is the Marketing Director with Ancient Faith Ministries. They are one of the clients of Antiochian Village. We appreciate you tuning into our program today and listening, and I'm going to give some contact information, and I'll repeat it again later on in the program. The website is antiochianvillage.org. That's A-N-T-I-O-C-H-I-A-N, antiochianvillage.org, and the phone number is 724-238-3677. That's 724-238-3677. earlier, Melinda, you mentioned when you were describing the experience, I think you said great food. Let's. That's a biggie for people, right?
It is.
And you know that, obviously, Barley. So let's talk about the food at this place.
I always tell people, you know, we're not a really fancy facility. We're very, very clean. We're very comfortable. We're nice, and we take good care of you. But our food is a five-star. People come back to us year after year because our chef, who's been with us for almost 25 years, takes good care and feeds you well.
Three squares a day?
Absolutely. Plus. Three plus.
Three rectangles a day. Yeah.
So, well, that's a huge thing. So, okay, food. That's like number one on a lot of people's list,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Also, is. Just want to mention our meal packages, if you will, are customizable. So you don't have to have the same meal type every meal or every day. You can have a light breakfast one day. You can have a full hot breakfast the next day. If you want a full dinner that gives you a choice of three entrees, you can have that one day. If you just want a simple kind of meal on the move to deliver to your meeting room, you can have that on another day. So we package it to be exactly what the group event coordinator has asked for.
So I'm guessing, I'm not sure how large the facility itself is or how many rooms and so forth, but would I, as I think out loud here, would I imagine that there could in theory be, well, one large group taking the whole facility, or many times it might be a number of smaller groups?
Correct. Most of the time you are there with other groups.
Yeah.
We can sleep roughly 300 people, okay. And we can feed 300 people at a time. And our largest meeting space can hold 300 people.
So you can also meet other people who aren't in your group.
Absolutely.
And forge new friendships, perhaps, with people in that way.
It's interesting. It works both ways. The way the facility is set up and the way the staff manages it, you can, you know, meet people in the dining hall and get talking and discover that they're from Wisconsin, too. But it also, the way that it's laid out, you aren't disturbed by each other. So if you have, you know, a meditation retreat going on at the same time as a praise and worship workshop, it's okay. Like, they won't be sitting right next to each other driving each other crazy.
Right.
There's room for everyone to go be what they are, but also places where they can come together. There's a little sort of a coffee shop spot, for example, which is a favorite of our group to hang out sometimes far, far into the night.
Yes.
Food and coffee. That coffee is a biggie as well, a huge thing. My wife works in an assisted living center, and whenever anyone, one of the residents may be upset about something, she's learned that one thing you just do is say, how about a cup of coffee? And they will say, that would be great. And it just cures everything.
It's universally helpful.
It really is.
Magic term.
It really is. Well, you know, we've talked a bit about the physical experience of being there. Sounds like a wonderful place. But what about the spiritual and emotional experience of being at Antiochian Village? Can we talk about that for a bit?
Well, you know, Antiochian Village is in itself a Christian ministry. So it was founded for the purpose of serving the church, of serving ministry groups who needed a place to come and meet and retreat. There's a quote that was said at the founding of the property that I always love to refer to. This was said by the archbishop who was actually responsible for having the property purchased by the Antiochian Archdiocese. He says, thus, my friends, when you become weary, depressed, tired of life, empty, laden with heavy burdens, when you lose direction in life and communion with God, go to the mountain, to the Antiochian Village, and you will find rest.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. You know, there is a business, there is an industry of hospitality, but I think those of us who are working at Antiochian Village feel very much called to the ministry of hospitality. And I think that is reflected in how we take care of our clients. I think also when you choose to come have your event at our facility, though, you know, there are no guarantees. Like we said, you will be there with other groups. Generally, you will be among groups who have a similar purpose for meeting.
I think it's important for Christian ministries who are looking for a place to meet to be confident that when they get there, they'll be in an environment that shares their values and supports their values, that they won't find themselves in conflict with someone or another group who may be, you know, violently opposed to what they stand for.
So absolutely.
You can go to it with the anticipation of it being a time of peace and not of strife, which especially, you know, in our modern culture, that's that's not something you can always count on. And I think it's part of the sort of weariness and stress you see in Christian ministry sometimes is that that need to be in a place where you can just let go for a little while and just relax mm-hmm. and not worry about, you know.
To be around people who, even the ones you don't know, who are like-minded, mm-hmm. similar values, it's a feeling of safety and contentment. And I would imagine you may see somebody that comes in on day one looking a little stressed out and maybe a little abrupt or whatever because they've come from their other life. And a change occurring when you see them leave at the end of their stay.
Definitely. A lot of our business is a weekend group. So people are leaving Pittsburgh on Friday, traveling out to the Laurel Highlands, and they usually do arrive looking a bit frazzled. And it doesn't take long, really. They, like Melinda said, they get their key, and they maybe will have a worship service in the chapel or go to dinner. You know, most groups will arrive 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening on Friday. And after dinner, usually, it's sort of the magic time. You know, they've been well fed, and they feel like, oh, this is mm-hmm. going to be great.
Some good food and a cup of coffee, and they'll start feeling better.
Well, and it's always remarkable to me. I love, you know, I love seeing people's faces as they walk into the check-in table, and they're, you know, you can see they're a little bit nervous. They don't know everybody there, and it very quickly, there's something about going to your room and setting your suitcase down that sort of makes you present there, like you've let go of what you brought. And even though, like I said, our group, at least, does not do very much sleeping there, we even had a woman who packed and brought a tea party. We had a midnight tea party.
Really?
She brought beautiful little paper napkins and fancy chocolate and all kinds of stuff, and we set it up and had it. So even though people are not sleeping, they still come out rested because the place is restful. Rest is sometimes more than sleep, and mm-hmm. I think that kind of rest is very abundant there.
Yeah, rest and refreshment, if you will. I mean,
right.
Feeling refreshed. Yeah, mm-hmm. Rejuvenation mm-hmm. is a great way to describe that. Now, let me give you the contact information, because you're going to want to make contact with Antiochian Village. Now, we're speaking with Barley Ross, who's the Director of Sales and Program Development for Antiochian Village, and her guest, Melinda Johnson, who's Marketing Director with Ancient Faith Ministries, one of the clients, if you will, the groups who attends for their events. Antiochian Village. Now, the website with all the great information, and there are photographs on there of the facilities and all of that, is antiochianvillage.org, and the phone number is 724-238-3677. Earlier in the program, we were talking about some of the perceived obstacles in organizing an in-person event or a retreat at a place like Antiochian Village. And one of those things is people are just so busy, kind of stressed, they're hard to, how am I going to fit this in? Is it hard to get to? Is it too far away? And all of that. But another, I guess, perceived obstacle could be cost. Can we address that at all?
Oh, I can take that one as a client.
Okay.
Let me jump right in. Especially for people who are organizing for a group that's more than just a few people. So I, for example, one of my events has at least 70 people plus staff. And a lot of Christian retreat centers are too small for that. They can't manage something that size. So you're looking at bigger facilities. Well, many people have often said, well, why don't you just, you know, take over a Marriott or something? And one of the things you'll discover very quickly when you go into the big commercial hotels is that the cost goes up just while you watch. Like the water outside of your room has a cost, and the internet service has a cost, and the food and the computer projector that you're using, all mm-hmm. of those things have price tags on them. And very soon, you price yourself right out of your market.
I know. I've done a number of events at places like that, and it's just amazing how expensive it gets.
Right. And most Christian ministries, honestly, can't mm-hmm. manage that. And one of the beautiful things about Antiochian Village is you get this really good quality of service in a beautiful facility, and that doesn't happen. We've been able to afford it. They give you, in fact, it's really easy to do. Barley will come up with a per-person cost for you. She'll talk about, you know, how long you're going to be there, what kind of meals do you want, mm-hmm. How many. And then there's a complimentary room that comes with every 10?
Every 10. Mm-hmm. For every 10
people.
Lodging rooms that you book with us, you get one complimentary meeting space.
Good.
That would be one free meeting space.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely word.
Complimentary.
Yes. People love coffee, and they love the word free.
Free, yes. Caffeine and freedom. What could you ask for
That's
more
right.
than that? So we're able to do a really nice event where people are well cared for, and it comes out within our budget.
Okay.
And it's easy to calculate, too, because you get that per-person cost. You know how many people you have. You multiply
No surprises at the end?
No surprises. I like it to be simple. I need the math in my life to be simple. So
amen.
When I am working with a client, I, you know, ask for how many people, and then how many nights of stay, what would your meal picture ideally look like, and I price it at single occupancy, double occupancy, and even some triple occupancy, because we do have some rooms that have three beds in them. So mm-hmm. even if you're at the triple occupancy rate, everybody will have her own or his own bed. So then it's very simple. That is going to be your out-the-door price. You just multiply the number of people, and there you go.
Let me give the contact information before we go again. Phone number is 724-238-3677. And the website is antiochianvillage.org. Our guests, Barley Ross, Director of Sales and Program Development for Antiochian Village, and her guest, Melinda Johnson, with Ancient Faith Ministries. Thank you both for being here.
Oh, this was a pleasure.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you.
This program, BizBurg, is sponsored by Antiochian Village Conference Center. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.